Well, hello, and welcome to the Shellac Stack. My name is Brian Wright, and I'll be your host for the next hour as we listen to some 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. On today's program, I'll be saluting Roy G. Biv. Who? Well, it's not so much a who as a what. Roy G. Biv, an acronym standing for red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet, the colors of the rainbow. Although, of course, you know, the rainbow is really made up of a continuum of wavelengths that make up many millions of colors. The human eye is able to distinguish about 100 of those, and it was in 1672 that Sir Isaac Newton made an attempt to break these down first into 5 main colors, red, yellow, green, blue, and violet. Later, he added orange and indigo because he wanted to have 7 colors in the rainbow to correspond with the 7 notes of a musical scale, to correspond with known objects in the solar system at the time, and the days of the week. So we end up with red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. And on today's program, we'll be listening to songs from the 19-teens, 20s, 30s, and 40s that contain those colors in the title. Let's start, though, with a catch-all song, one about the entire rainbow. This is Harry Reeser and his Eskimos, a Domino record from September of 1933. The vocal group is the Rhythm Girls. The song was written by Nacio Herb Brown and Arthur Freed. It's called I'm Dancing on a Rainbow. Very pleasant way to start off this edition of the Shellac Stack. That was Harry Reeser and his Eskimos, I'm Dancing on a Rainbow, recorded in New York City on September 26th, 1933. My copy of that's on a Domino 78, record number 148. And I guess Harry Reeser must have figured that if Paul Whiteman could have a vocal group called the Rhythm Boys, he could have one called the Rhythm Girls. That's how the vocal trio is credited on that label. My name is Brian Wright. You're listening to the Shellac Stack. Welcome. As I mentioned at the start of the program, today we'll be listening to songs with the colors of the rainbow in their titles. And I thought we'd start with red and just work our way across that Roy G. Biv acronym. So first up, let's hear Red Hot Henry Brown, a recording made by the Southern Jazz Group in Adelaide, Australia in May of 1947. On this record, the Southern Jazz Group contains Bill Monroe on trumpet, Dave Dolwitz on trombone, Bruce Gray on clarinet, Lou Fisher at the piano, Johnny Malpas on banjo, Bob Wright on tuba, and Joe Tippett on drums. This was issued on the Wilco label, record number 0-100. After that, we'll hear another Harry Reeser record, this time under the pseudonym of the Seven Little Polar Bears. Dom Stax is the vocalist for How Could Red Riding Hood? That one was recorded in November of 1926, my copy on Cameo 1071. So, let's start with red. Here's the Southern Jazz Group, Red Hot Henry Brown. Thank you.
Red Riding Hood have been so very good and still keep the wolf from the door. Father and mother, she had none. So where in the world did the money come from? Please let me ask it, who filled her basket? The storybooks never tell. They say that she found a wolf in Granny's bed, a great big sunbonnet pulled over his head. But you know, and I know what she found instead. How could Red Riding Hood have been so very good and still keep the wolf from the door?
I don't know about you, but I'm having fun now. That was great. I love that. Harry Reeser directing The Seven Little Polar Bears, a cameo record from November of 1926. How could Red Riding Hood? Tom Stax was the vocalist. Before that, we heard the Southern Jazz Group recording in Adelaide, Australia in May of 1947, Red Hot Henry Brown. Well, from Red, we move on to Orange now. And first up, we'll hear the Happiness Boys. Billy Jones and Ernest Hare, who are having fun themselves, I think, as they sing Why Aren't Yous Eatin' More Oranges? From California, recorded in Camden, New Jersey, November 25th, 1925. After that, we'll hear the University of Illinois Military Band under the direction of Albert Austin Harding, a record also made in Camden, New Jersey a few weeks earlier on October 31st, Halloween, 1925. They play Hail to the Orange and Oski Wow Wow. Both of these are Victor records, and as a little sideline bonus, the composers for both of these feature colors in their names. Why Aren't Yous Eatin' More Oranges was written by Clarence Gaskell and Lou Brown, and Hail to the Orange and Oski Wow Wow was written by H.V. Hill and H.R. Green. So, a little bonus here. First up, here's the Happiness Boys, Billy Jones and Ernest Hare, Why Aren't Yous Eatin' More Oranges?
Say, Ernie, you have to be a doctor in this record.
All right, Bill.
Say, Doc.
What is it, Bill?
Do you think I'll live to be 100 years old?
Well, I don't know. Let me see. Do you smoke?
No.
Do you drink?
No.
Do you stay out late at night?
No, sir.
Do you run around with the flappers?
I should say not.
Well, what in the world do you want to live to be 100 years old for?
Well, anyway, there's something wrong with me.
Well, there must be if you come to me.
Well, there will be if I pay you.
Do you mean that you won't pay me?
Why, how much do I owe you, Doc?
Well, now let me see. You owe me for 4 visits already, and this makes 5.
Well, put it all on one bill, and I'll disappoint you in a lump.
Come, Bill, let's get into the song. All right, Dave.
Oh, tell me, doctor, what can be wrong with me?
Say, have you got a headache or water on the knee?
Well, someone said I'm full of prunes, that's why I'm sad and blue.
Say, here's the only remedy.
Please tell me what to do.
Why, oranges, eat more oranges. From California.
I don't know, I'll get myself a sun-kissed maiden.
And I'll bet you like her orange aden.
Oh, the fruit of the old apple tree.
Here's a lot of applesauce today.
Say, why oranges, eat more oranges. From California.
Say, Bill, you know my father's doing very well since his operation.
Well, say, Ernie, what did the surgeon do when he operated on your father?
Well, there must be some catch in this. What does the surgeon do when he operates on my father?
So's your old man. Oh, tell me, doctor, what is this pain right here?
If you had waited one day more, you would have died, I fear.
Well, is the case a chronic one? I'd love to know, O.G.
I write a nice prescription, sir.
Oh, doctor, let me see.
Why oranges, even more oranges. From California,
you know my sweeties, very fond of fruities.
Well, go buy a box of Sunkissed Beauties.
You can go there and eat them, you see.
It's a great investment any day.
Say, why oranges, eat more oranges. From California, why oranges, eat more oranges. From California,
go get yourself a sun-kissed maiden. I'll bet you like her orange aden. Oh, the fruit of the old apple tree is a lot of applesauce today.
Why oranges, eat more oranges. From California.
Good rousing march. That's the University of Illinois Military Band, under the direction of Albert Austin Harding. Hail to the Orange and Oski Wow Wow. Recorded for the Victor label in Camden, New Jersey on October 31st, 1925. The band recorded one other selection at that session, Illinois Loyalty, which was released on the reverse of that record, Victor 19835. Which incidentally stayed in the Victor catalog for nearly 20 years. It wasn't deleted until 1944, which is quite remarkable. Before that, the Happiness Boys, Billy Jones and Ernest Hare, Why Aren't Yous Eatin' More Oranges, from California, recorded in Camden, New Jersey for Victor on November 25th, 1925. For those of you just joining us, welcome. This is the Shellac Stack. My name is Brian Wright, and I'm playing old 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. Today, a rainbow variety of selections, all songs with colors in the title. Up next, we'll hear from Bing Crosby with Georgie Stoll and his orchestra, a Decca record, number 179, recorded in Los Angeles on October 5th, 1934. The song is The Moon Was Yellow and the Night Was Young. It's a good dramatic song. I think the first time I ever heard this was sung by Margaret Whiting, also a good version. After that, we'll hear from Joseph C. Smith's Orchestra, a record made in New York on October 1st, 1919. And this is an interesting record because it features Joseph C. Smith himself providing the vocal, which is essentially limited to just him laughing, alongside some laughing trombone effects from Harry Raderman. The song is Yellow Dog Blues, introducing Hooking Cow Blues, both written by W.C. Handy. And the story here is that Yellow Dog Blues does not refer to a literal yellow dog, but rather it was the nickname for the Yazoo Delta Railroad that went down through Mississippi. So first up, Bing Crosby with Georgie Stoll and his orchestra, The Moon Was Yellow.
The moon was yellow and the night was young. A smile brought us together, and I was wondering whether we'd meet again someday. The moon was yellow and a song was sung. That vocal inspiration gave me the inclination to give my heart away. Here we are, is our romance to continue? Will it be my luck to win you? May I look that far? My love is mellow and my hopes are strung around that Cupid fellow. Behold, the moon is yellow and the night is young. My luck to win you. May I look that far? My love is mellow and my hopes are strong around that Cupid fellow. Behold, the moon is yellow and the night is young.
Thank you.
In my experience, it's quite a challenge to turn up a clean copy of that record. Joseph C. Smith's records are not rare, and many of them do turn up in good shape all the time, but not Yellow Dog Blues. I think people play that one a lot more than his others, and I can see why. It's a lot of fun. That was the Yellow Dog Blues, recorded by Joseph C. Smith's orchestra in October of 1919. Before that, Bing Crosby, singing with Georgie Stoll and his orchestra, The Moon Was Yellow and The Night Was Young, from 1934. Well, it's time to move on to a couple of Green records. First, we'll hear Irish fiddler Patrick Gaffney play Green Grow the Rushes O, a recording he made for Columbia Records on March 27, 1925. I don't know much about Patrick Gaffney except he recorded about 24 selections for OK and Columbia between 1922 and 1925. All but 3 of his recordings are by the old acoustic process, so this is a rare treat to get to hear him with nice electric sound. It's one of Columbia's earliest electric records. This is Columbia 350-D, one of those few electrics to be issued on the Flag label. After that, we'll hear a nice jug band, the Five Harmaniacs, Victor 20293, from September 17, 1926. Claude Sugart sings Sadie Green, the Vamp of New Orleans. Couple of Green records now. First up, here's Patrick Gaffney.
Thank you.
It's hard to listen to that record and not smile. That's Sadie Green, Vamp of New Orleans, the Five Harmaniacs. And some sources cite the vocalist as Claude Sugart. Others say Clyde Sugart. That was recorded in New York City on September 17, 1926, Victor 20293. And if jug band records, as a rule, are pretty hard to find and often command high prices on the collector's market, that one turns up fairly regularly. It's not all that hard to find. And it's pretty good, too. Before that, we heard from Irish fiddler Patrick Gaffney with Green Grow the Rushes O, recorded in New York for Columbia on March 27th, 1925, one of those very early Columbia vivatonal recordings. My name is Brian Wright. This is the Shellac Stack. From green, we turn to blue now, and there was one obvious choice for the blue slot. It's Rhapsody in Blue by George Gershwin. Gershwin himself had made the first recording of this with Paul Whiteman's orchestra back in 1924, shortly after Paul Whiteman premiered it. After that, there were a flurry of recordings in the mid to late 1920s, some by dance bands, and some that sort of fall somewhere between a full-out classical rendition and a more popular rendition. I guess you'd call these sort of salon orchestra recordings. That's kind of what this is here. It's Adrian Schubert and his concert orchestra. This was recorded for the Regal label in New York in March of 1927. My pressing was made over in England. It's on the Imperial label, number 1801. They had to do some cuts to fit Rhapsody in Blue into two sides of a 10-inch 78, so this only runs about 6 minutes, but it features some of the most important parts of the work. I don't know who's playing piano, but whoever it is pretty good, I think. So here is Adrian Schubert and his concert orchestra, both sides now of Rhapsody in Blue. Thank you. I think it's a bad recording of the Rhapsody in Blue, if you'll forgive the cuts and the dime store quality sound. That's Adrian Schubert and his concert orchestra recording in New York in late March of 1927, at a time when George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue was still less than 3 years old. Well, from blue we move to perhaps the most often neglected color of the rainbow, indigo. Isaac Asimov even said, quote, "It is customary to list indigo as a color lying between blue and violet, but it has never seemed to me that indigo is worth the dignity of being considered a separate color. To my eyes, it seems merely deep blue." Well, be that as it may, there are a number of musical selections out there with indigo in the title. First, we'll hear Duke Ellington and his sextet. Not the piece you're probably thinking of, though. This is one called Indigo Echoes, Columbia 37297. It was recorded in New York, March 5th, 1935. After that, we'll hear the song that might first come to mind, Mood Indigo, but we'll hear a version recorded by the Norman Petty Trio for the X label in 1952. Norman Petty, if his name is familiar to you, became best known for operating a recording studio in Clovis, New Mexico, where Buddy Holly made a lot of his recordings. And supposedly, it was on the success of this very record, Mood Indigo, which sold over 500,000 copies, that Norman Petty was able to raise the money to buy that studio and outfit it with the equipment he needed. So, a couple of Indigo records. First, Duke Ellington's sextet and Indigo Echoes.
Thank you. get that mood indigo. Since my baby said goodbye, in the evening when lights are low, I'm so lonesome I could cry.
'Cause there's nobody who cares about me. I'm just a soul who's bluer than blue can be.
When I get that mood indigo, I could lay me down and die.
You ain't been blue. No.
I'll be honest, it's not my favorite version of Mood Indigo, but I wanted to play you something that you might not have expected. That was the Norman Petty Trio in 1952, an X record. That was a subsidiary of RCA Victor, X number 0040. Before that, Duke Ellington's sextet Indigo Echoes from March 5th, 1935, a tune that Duke Ellington is credited as having composed with Irving Mills. Whether Irving Mills really had anything to do with it or not, I'm not sure, I doubt it. Well, we come to the last color in the rainbow now, violet, and so we'll hear two violet songs. First, Ted Weems and his orchestra. This is something he made in Chicago in 1946. It's a song called Simply Violets, and you'll hear he's recreating the formula he had used on the song Heartaches some years earlier. Elmo Tanner shows up to do the whistling. This is Mercury 5052. After that, we'll hear Rex Gordon's Aces, a pseudonym on Champion for Carl Fenton, which was usually a pseudonym for Gus Hanschen. Roy Strom is the vocalist on Where the Shy Little Violets Grow from October of 1928, Champion 15619. So two Violet songs now, starting with Violets. Thank you.
I've been making up my mind to find a place that I used to know, by the old Ohio where the shy little violets grow. I've been waking up to find I'm dreaming dreams of long, long ago, of the old Ohio where the shy little violets grow. I'd love to find the little trail, little winding trail, that house on the hill. Find somebody who promised to be true, I know she's waiting there still. When I look into her eyes, they tell me what I'm longing to know, by the old Ohio where the shy little violets grow.
Wrapped up with the Carl Fenton Orchestra as Rex Gordon's Aces, Where the Shy Little Violets Grow from 1928. Before that, Ted Weems and his orchestra, Violets from 1946. And that brings to a close this edition of the Shellac Stack. I hope you had fun. I hope you enjoyed these rainbow records on this edition of the Shellac Stack. And I hope we'll see you back here next time for more 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. Until then, take care. Bye-bye. Thank you.